Lecture 21, The Pax Romana.
Hello, and welcome to lecture number 21 in our series on the rise of Western civilization, the foundations of Western civilization. Now, in this lecture, we're going to talk about the Augustan Principate, a regime introduced by Augustus Caesar. More explanation about that in just a few minutes. And in the next lecture, we're going to look at the Augustan Principate again. This time, we'll talk about government, institutions, war, the empire. Next time, we'll talk about Roman culture in what is called the Golden and the Silver Ages. Now, you may recall that in our last lecture, we brought the curtain down on the Roman Republic. The Roman Republic, that long and stable regime that had existed for some five centuries. And we saw that it collapsed amidst civil war, two long periods of civil war, between 49 and 46 BC, another between 44 and 31 BC. These had been preceded by civil insurrections in the 90s BC and again in the late 80s and early 70s BC. So a long and difficult period for Rome when, you may again remember my mentioning, a considerable number of the leading members of the old ruling class had been killed off. We also talked about political manipulation. We also talked about military ambition. So when, in 31 BC, Octavian defeated Antony at the Battle of Actium and achieved a supreme position in the Roman world, the question we have to ask ourselves is, of what was he now in charge? What had happened? What was the state of the Roman world in 31 BC? Well, moving very quickly, moving very deftly, Octavian, who reigned from 31 BC until 14 AD, inaugurated a new regime at Rome that proved stable and that proved successful for some two centuries. These two centuries, more or less, from 31 BC until 180 AD, we call the Pax Romana, the Roman peace. Now, the brute reality of this period was that Octavian controlled Rome's armies. That is the one underlying fact without which nothing else really makes sense. But then we come to the genius of Octavian. Instead of flaunting his military power, instead of ruling like a military dictator, instead of putting his jackboots on the necks of his subjects throughout the empire, Octavian in 27 BC made a great show of giving all his power and authority back to the Roman Senate. Well, one can easily imagine the Roman senators having been somewhat flummoxed at this particular political show. And so what they realized very, very quickly was that without Octavian, all would be chaos. Everything would descend into complete and utter anarchy. And so what they did is made a grand show of systematically giving him back all of these powers which he had, as it were, returned to them. And they accorded him a number of honorific titles. Chief among these was Augustus. Now, in Latin, that means eminent, distinguished, particularly important. And so we henceforth refer to Caius Julius Caesar Octavianus, Octavian Caesar, as Augustus Caesar. Now, Augustus, generally speaking, referred to himself as princeps. We can hear the English word prince hiding in there. First citizen. As the first citizen. And so historians refer to his regime as the Augustan Principate. The time when Augustus ruled as princeps and when those who came after him ruled also as princeps. Now, this was not entirely a novelty. You may remember, again, just a few lectures back, that we had talked about the princeps senatus, the oldest member of the Senate, the prince of the Senate, the person who always in the Roman Senate spoke first. Surely that's the sort of thing that Augustus had in mind when he took for himself the title princeps. Now, central to this Augustan principate were a couple of very simple, very basic policies. First of all, Augustus generally held one or more of the old republican magistracies. He was sometimes consul and sometimes one or another of the other officers of the state. But he permitted regular elections to be held so that other prominent citizens could be elected to one or another of the old republican magistrates, could be seen to have the kind of power, the kind of authority, the kind of eminence, the kind of legitimacy that had always attached to the holding of office in the Roman state. Now, there can be no question about the fact power was in Augustus's hands. But he appeared he appeared to share that power with others.